Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk a guy who makes a drunk mistake and Bush issues. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's how it works, baby. We don't have commercials. There's no other. I'm not on a network.
We said fuck that.
Fuck that network shit. We're on an island here.
Get Bent Networks.
That's right. GBN. Get Bent Networks.
Hashtag that.
Hashtag that, bitch.
Motherfucker.
That's right. The network thing, you know, we did it at Stand Up New York. No hate on them. We tried. But there was nowhere, you know, where was the help from them? We can buy some equipment. Shelby can come up here. Bring his fun drinks. What are you drinking?
It's Arizona iced tea. It's not that crazy.
It's a little crazy.
You missed a great fight in the bodega.
Really? What happened? Shelby, right off the top of the story. I like it.
It's an older gentleman, and apparently he was cutting to get in front of a younger lady.
Now, where was the bodega? Because if people don't know, if you don't live in New York City, a bodega is like a little tiny convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's... The line situation at the bodega is kind of not a line at all.
Not in this one.
Was this a Harlem bodega?
Oh, yeah.
This is something I've noticed about living in Harlem. There's no lines.
Nope.
It's get your stuff and then, all right, I'm done. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Let's make this deal. It's more like a Turkish bazaar than it is a CVS.
Perfect example.
That's because it's not, you know, if you went to like a little grocery, if anyone has been to like the Middle East or abroad or like Italy, anywhere there's these markets, you just call out 30 grapes.
Yep.
Bring me some raisins. I go to a lot of fruit markets myself. So I could understand, I'm a produce guy.
Yeah.
So I could understand that you walk into a bodega and someone who's not used to the area could be like, well, I'm next in line with my plain chips. And then
look at me. I'm holding stuff.
Yeah.
I must be next.
And somebody else comes up with, you know, plantains and is like, I go first.
Believe me, these people were very familiar with the area.
Okay. So don't know what you're getting at, but I'll let it be. So you go, you get your... Please announce the type of
Christ.
Arizona tea, iced tea.
Blueberry white tea. It's good. Why is that crazy?
It really looks like you, like, it doesn't look anything like an Arizona iced tea.
It looks like kombucha.
Let me rotate the bottle here.
Now it's more familiar. I'm seeing the Arizona now, but there's a huge blueberry stem.
Yep.
With floral arrangements on it.
They care about their presentation.
They do. We're going to post a picture of this on the Instagram. This will be a part of the Instagram post we do for this episode. I'll hold it in my hand with our guest who has already chimed in early.
Here we go. Good Lord.
Yep. Shelby's got a lot to do. He brought his story, and he didn't expect to get called out on the drink that he brought.
Uh-oh. Guest chiming in early.
Yep. He's already chimed in. What happened? Tell your story.
He's getting some lottery tickets. Apparently, he butted in. She said, you know, hey, you're cutting. Mm. He immediately heightened this to... yell, no, I'm not going to do the accent.
But did he swear?
There was a lot of swearing. A lot of words that I can't say.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Some spicy words.
Some spicy words that we don't say on this show.
And it was like, get you fucking this and this.
So she was in line. Mm-hmm. She thought she was next. He goes, I'll take a, you know, I'll take a, you know, 5 for 1, 1 for 5, 3 for 5. And she goes, hey, you cut. And he goes, get the fuck out of here.
I'd say this gentleman was in his 50s. This young woman, late 20s.
Really? Mm-hmm. So, okay. So you would put it on him.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And she kind of matched his vitriol.
I gotcha. So he gave a fuck you and she said, go fuck yourself.
I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And she said, fuck you. Old ass bitch, she said, motherfucker, I'm younger than you. And then
and you're just sitting here watching.
Correct. A lot of people were
with your blueberry Arizona tea.
We're really focused on that.
Yeah, I'm very focused on that. I'm just imagining you standing there with that big floral arrangement. Mm-hmm. The what do they call it? The still life in your hand.
They sell crazier things there.
Okay. Yeah, they do. That's true. So how did it work out?
Hey, I'm going to beat your ass. I'll call my man. He'll come down here, beat your ass. And of course, at this point, he's on his way out, shuffling, just yelling back, oh, bring your man down here, blah, 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 blah.
Doesn't sound like he wants the fight.
Oh,
yeah.
No, but he wanted to yell. And then everybody went on with their day.
See, this is the fun part about this is the bodega owner. What is their response to this? Because then the fun part is that the two people who are at the bodega, I've seen these fights erupt at bodegas in my past, not just in this area, but all over the New York City. And they'll squabble, but then the bodega owner will now be a third squabbler going, get out! Get out!
I've seen that. Yeah. These people, there was it was the one where it's kind of raised and they're behind. They're not behind glass, but they have a little box.
So he wasn't as afraid. He was willing to let this happen outside in the regular area.
No, there was he's like a Middle Eastern guy in his 20s and then a black guy kind of his 30s. They were both back there just like, all right, let's let these two hash it out.
Let them hash it out.
Was there a bodega cat?
Was there a cat?
That's important.
You know what? There was before, not this time.
The bodega is, you don't want to see it go away. It is very nice to walk into. I do like the nature that it isn't really held by the world's rules.
Nope.
I do like that you just yell out, coffee, one Splenda, and then they go, yeah.
And throw it in your face.
Yeah, there's really, I like that there's no, say please, sir. You know, if you went to like a Trader Joe's and you're like, coffee, one Splenda, someone go, excuse me,
how's
manners.
Your day going?
Yeah, how's your day? Yeah. Do you have health insurance?
Did like, you there's get none a of ticket?
That. Yeah, where's your ticket? There's none of that. But I do like, it is the melting pot because you see it all there.
If you said please, they'd go, yeah, no, you hurry up. Come on.
Yeah, hurry up. Yeah. Too much time has been taken. So that's a fun story. Well, Shelby, you pop coming in hot today.
I am.
Yeah. Okay. Good to have you. A big groan, a big sigh from Shelby. So we're pumped to
Classic
be here.
Classic Shelb nails another one.
He nailed another one. I'm very excited about today's guest. You know, sometimes people come to me and they say, have this guy on. And I go, and you kind of like, you vet it out a little bit. And sometimes people, you know, sometimes you go right, I call it FTG mode, fuck that guy mode, where you're just like, I don't, what the fuck do I have to have this person on?
I get that
on?
All the time.
I had somebody, well, this is even less than this. I had someone tweet at me. I'm watching the notifications. I'm seeing what's going on there. This girl tweets at me, hey, where are your Bachelor tweets? I had to miss it this week. We're let you behind the curtain. We're getting ahead because I'm going away to L.A. and Miami, and I'm going to be all around this great nation. So you go to jaredfried.com for all the dates. Miami, Miami, Miami. We need you on February 15th. This comes out on the 12th, the 15th. Miami, come to the show. Bring a friend. Bring a crew. Going to entertain you. jaredfried.com. Miami, Miami, Miami. Tickets are available. Get off the beach. Need ya. Want ya. Ooh, baby, Miami, jaredfried.com. So this girl follows me, tweets at me, where are the Bachelor tweets? Oh, and I'll be, and then I favorite it, hey, you know, on a plane. Then writes back, oh, okay, I'll be a guest anytime on your podcast.
Just invite themselves.
Yeah, I go,
you liked my tweet, so yeah, I must be in.
I guess
now,
I'm
right?
in. I guess yeah. that's all it is.
Can I still eat for a second, real quick?
Yeah, it just all of a sudden, oh, okay. And some people are like, Jared, you know, get over yourself. It's just insulting to, you know, we've gone from a network to buying the own equipment to vetting out people. But this came through. You're you're out doing comedy. You're here in New York. You're on the scene. You're doing all the clubs here. Mm-hmm. And your friend had gotten in touch with my brother.
Yes, Harry. Great guy.
And he was like, you know, this guy's, you guys spoke on the phone. And he was like, he's great. Have him on the show. So Alex Aronson, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
The crowd is very excited to have you here. They're taking a
minute.
You
can hear them. You can hear them right now.
They're whispering. They're not sure how to feel about you. Because
they're still confused about
that. How long
have
you been doing comedy?
A little less than 3 years.
Less than 3 years. And what is the... And you also already hosted a show on SNY. For those listeners home from outside the New York area, the SNY is like owned by the Mets.
Right. It's their home network. They broadcast the Met games.
And you did a show where it was a dating show. What was the show?
So basically it was called Prospects. We would have girls come in, a girl with her friend. They would basically draft guys. They would pick three guys to go on a date with at Citi Field. It would be the girl. Her friend is like her manager.
Mm.
She's listening in on the date. And if it's not going well, she can like make a pitching change per se. You know, inside baseball there.
Did anyone stay with the? So then you had three that you could go.
Three guys. So each date was
three
innings.
Bullets in the cartridge.
Yes.
Did they ever stay with the first guy? If you're the first guy, you're fucked.
We had it. Well, the first guy. The other two guys didn't even get to go on a date.
Reminds me of the show Next.
It does.
It was
it's
a
very.
Next-y, yeah.
It's a cross between Next and then. Actually, Nesson did a dating show where they had, I don't know what the name of that was called, but they used to have him in like the monster seats,
right?
Like on a date during the game, but it wasn't Nexty. It was just, you're on a date during the game. And they, so did any love out of it? Did they ever get together? Was it?
Yeah, every single person that met on the show is happily married today.
Everyone so happily married.
It's a huge success.
Look at that. You're going straight to Jewish heaven.
No, I think, I don't think there's
Look
any.
The crowd woke up.
There they are. Thanks, guys. No, I don't think there are any successful relationships. Maybe a couple first dates. The only successful relationship right now is the director is dating a girl he met on the show.
He met on the show. Was she a contestant or
she
a manager?
She was a contestant.
That's the way to go. Because
I think that's the only reason that he made the show.
Is to try and meet chicks.
Yeah.
That is one of those
pretty brilliant,
things.
Honestly.
It's brilliant, but it's a, you know, put a lot, at least people got worked and got paid.
Yeah,
via
I got
his
paid
look
for him
love.
To get a girlfriend. That's cool. I'm
yeah.
fine with that.
So, I mean, Alex, you can all find on Twitter and Instagram at @A_Runson. These are, I got to tell
these are
you,
tough.
You have some awful handles.
I got it.
If I can give you one.
That's why I'm here.
To help you. @A_Runson. Is I don't know how you even tell people
it's,
that.
It's weird. People call me Ronson a lot. They just drop the A and
Alex
call me Ronson.
Aronson,
yeah.
So they go Ronson.
Ronson.
I like that nickname. Why wouldn't you just be at Ronson?
That's true. I think that was taken.
That was
Ronson.
Taken.
Maybe I got to do like _@Ronson.
At Ronson 69 or something.
I love that.
Okay. We write
well, there's
to
my handle. Yeah. There's my handle.
At Ronson Alex.
Ronson Alex.
Alex Ronson. Now you have
but then
a stage
they're like,
name.
Isn't his name Aaron? Yeah, all right.
I don't know. These are just
good advice.
We can work this out.
Good advice.
The Instagram handle's better @Aronson_Alex.
Yeah.
I just anything anytime you have to hit the shift key, people go, I'm dying.
I feel you. I know. I was thinking about last night. Like this is gonna get you know people are gonna know my handle. Should I change it to a period? You know, would that be easier? Aronson.Alex, is that better?
I don't know if that's better. Period might be better. I mean, I'm gonna post it on my Instagram. We're gonna post it when it comes out. Go follow Alex. He's funny and great. @Aronson_Alex on Insta. Let's do some emails. I there was something else I wanted to talk about. With Miami, number one and first and foremost.
Yeah.
I'm coming down there for one night only, February 15th. Bring a crew. This is how it goes.
You want a waterfall a little bit of this before I start?
You want me to take a sip? You haven't even had a sip of the blueberry.
I've been self-conscious now.
No, I want you to drink it. I want you to enjoy it. It's just... I know that's how... I'm not going to have any. It looks like it's literally built of sugar. But it's probably good. Arizona iced tea.
Mm.
Is it?
Come on. You know you want...
What's it called again for the people at home?
Blueberry. White tea.
What happened to just like blueberry. Peach and lemon tea?
They had that. I want to mix it up.
Yeah, you
want
to switch it up. I get it. I there are certain things you only see at Harlem bodegas. Like, at first, I had trouble finding pretzels. That was a thing for me.
They have wrap snacks, though.
What are wrap snacks?
You've never heard of wrap snacks?
No, what's that?
It's like they have chips, like barbecue, sour cream, and onion,
sure.
But they have like Bow Wow and Romeo's face on them. You've never seen these.
Oh, I've seen the Shaq soda. But that's actually in like Duane Reade and CVS now. So we're going to have to share all this. There's a whole different snack game. They also have like cookies that are just like loose cookies. Right. And you can go down there and be like, oh, I have three cookies. And you're like, are they baking these here? Where are they getting? Who's coming around with all these
that
cookies?
That chef only has like chicken and rice back there. How is it a cookie batter?
And then he's got a cookie thing going. And it's like two guys. Oh, my God. Wrap snacks.
Ooh, Fetty
Wap. You can get a Fetty Wap chip.
You can.
And what's the flavor that... So they got to say to him, like, it's got to be like kind of a thing where it's like, what flavor do you think most captures you?
Fetty Wap flavor.
Mr. Wap has honey jalapeno.
I like that. See, I like this. I like because no one's going to do honey jalapeno.
Nobody.
Nobody's going to take a chance. The Lay's company, they do that one thing a year, right?
You make your own flavor. They have like chicken and waffles.
And they're all like kind of bullshit.
Yeah, and they're all awful too.
Yeah, but they couldn't only take a chance on one, on like those four for that amount of time.
Right.
Because it costs them a lot of money, and no one's going to buy those.
There's a lot of research and development that goes into making these flavors.
Totally. With Fetty Wap, what they've done is they've combined his brand. So you're like, I'm a Fetty Wap fan. Let him do whatever. And he actually went for a flavor that I would enjoy.
We all would.
To me, that's a more reasonable flavor. Honey, what is it, honey?
Honey jalapeno.
Honey jalapeno. Is a flavor that if Lay's made it, I go, oh, now we're...
That sounds like a chip. Yeah. That would only happen in a Lay's chip, it sounds like. Yeah.
Now we're cooking with chicken grease. Right. Now we're fucking doing it. When you come out with, you know, the honey-baked ham chip...
Thanksgiving feast chip.
Yeah, who wants that? Yeah. I'm always like, that can't be.
Just give me salt.
We're too far off the chip reservation.
Right, yeah.
What are the other flavors? What else do we got?
You're a fan of the rapper Fabulous.
Fabulous?
No, Fabulous.
Fabulous. Fabo.
Yeah. Fabo.
Fabo?
He has deli cheddar.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Deli cheddar?
Very specific type of cheddar.
They've already done a better job than Ruffles did.
I've never heard of these rap snacks.
I don't know how you have them.
What, any other flavors?
I'm sure we know the rap group Migos.
Love Migos.
They're very popular. They have
that song where it goes da 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 da, right?
Yeah, they have somebody, one of them shouts every other word.
Yeah.
Like if we were doing this, I'd be like, dating. Tinder.
Okay, that'd be the Migos version of this podcast.
They have white cheddar with a dab of ranch.
Oh,
you know, people dab.
Cheddar dab of ranch.
You know, the dab
I love it.
So
this is
fun.
But these guys did a better job than the Ruffles Corporation with that. What the fuck was that? These are real flavors. I'm taking these seriously.
Congrats, Rap Snacks. You have the...
You got the J-Train seal of approval.
The endorsement.
You got the endorsement, Rap Snacks.
I'm grabbing some Rap Snacks when I leave here. Because I don't think they have those at my bodega.
That's the thing, is Harlem Bodegas has an array of food. They'll have cheeseburgers in wrappers.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know when they were made. One time I got hammered and I woke up with two cheeseburger wrappers. And I was like, I just looked at them like you have that moment where you're like, like you're like, no.
Should I go puke now?
I ate the cheeseburger, the wrap cheeseburger. And then
That's just for display.
Yeah, that's not even you. Who eats this? And then I literally spent the day on the toilet. That was my whole day.
Tag. So you ever get those like taquitos from 7-Eleven? Those things that, like the hot dogs?
All the time.
Exactly, yeah. Those you see them cooking and you're like, who does this to themselves? And then a minute later you're hammered and you're like, I do this to myself.
This is me.
So tag us with the J-Train tag.
Anytime
and
you buy
a
wrap snack.
Wrap snack, yes. Even if you see it.
I like the wrap snack flavors. Alex Aronson, happy to have you. Ready to answer some emails?
Let's do it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Speaking of getting drunk, you're a Michigan grad, a Michigan man.
I am.
Are you a drinker?
I am a drinker. I'm a drinking Michigan man.
A drinking Michigan man.
I became a better drinker from going to the University of Michigan.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though their home game situation, not exactly...
You talking tailgates?
The tailgates are fine. I enjoy
fine.
The tailgates.
They got bad.
The tailgates became a caricature of themselves at Michigan.
Yeah.
The dressing up
yes.
for the picture. Yeah. And for those who don't know, Michigan, at first, they were kind of the first school to do that women would do stylish fan wear.
Right, exactly.
Where they would wear
costumes. They weren't just like...
It was costumes, and they would wear the colors, and they had high knee socks with pigtails and the headband.
Yep.
And then it kind of went into just crazy town.
Yeah. It kind of went into just like, oh, whatever you wear that's maize and blue or any sort of related close to blue or yellow, you could just wear it. Hey, you could put on a fucking cheerleader outfit. That's what girls are wearing now.
Not a bad... I mean, I'm not opposed to that.
No, I know.
But it has... It's almost like... Sometimes you lean too heavily on the thing where you don't have to worry about anything else. You're like, we dressed up. And it's like, where's the tailgate?
Yeah,
though?
But the cops broke it up 4 times. Yeah, but look what I'm wearing.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I'm getting so many likes on this Instagram. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, you were there for 15 minutes. Then you had to drink in your dorm room or in your apartment.
Right. Then you go to the stadium where they don't sell alcohol.
And then there's no one there.
Yeah.
It was one of those things. I've been there a bunch of times. I've been in the Big House many, many times. Fun. I think the bar scene at Michigan is the best.
Fantastic. And it's only like two or three, or when I was there, it's only like two or three bars we would go to.
Yeah, there's only a few bars, but they're all fun. They all have like an outdoor section, which in Michigan, you're like, why does this even exist? they have great late night food at Michigan. That's another thing.
Great pizza.
Pizza and burritos.
Oh, yeah. Poncheros. Delicious
they
burritos.
Really, that was something where I was like, Michigan is ahead of the game, you know, because I went to Penn State and then I went back to Penn State this year. And I was like, they've invested in places that Michigan already had.
Right.
Like the bars were nicer.
Right.
The food that you could get late at night was better. Like it was like, we've evolved to the money that Michigan already put in.
They really had it. And Michigan was first to like open one of those like Sweet Green type salad places. Now they have like a CrossFit type gym.
Yeah.
At Michigan.
They were ahead of it. All the parents' money that came in there really did things well.
Michigan understood parents' money and white girls better than any other university.
And then one time I met this girl and she was like, I own a salad place at the University of Michigan. I was like, you're 22. You don't own a salad place at the University
of
Michigan.
I'm a communications major.
Yeah, yeah. I go to Michigan and I own a salad place in town. I'm like, no, you saw a fun salad place in New York that was doing well. You were like, mom and dad, there's an opportunity here to open one here.
Right. It's going to crush.
And then they opened you a business. I was like, okay. I just don't like when people I know... I was an entrepreneur at 22. And it's
I opened a poke restaurant at the University of Michigan.
It was your idea. You invented poke.
Yeah, I'm Hawaiian.
I know where you went to camp. I don't need to fucking hear that. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. So this is a DM that I received. I don't want to encourage DMs, but I like this question. There's this kid I've been talking to, and I like him so much because he's the sweetest, nicest man I've ever talked to. My 21st birthday was a couple days ago. So we know what age they are. Mm. They're around 21. They're still in college. And he came over for the party. He got way too drunk, started getting kind of aggressive, shook my girl's friend's hand, and squeezed it way too hard.
Hard handshake.
We're on the edge here.
Never want to start off with a hard handshake.
You don't want people knowing that your handshake...
She's like audible, like, ow, that hurt?
Yeah, what are you doing? With an angry face, like a crushing puppy's
neck. So good to meet you.
Yeah. This is not a good start. I called him an Uber and refused to get in the Uber. Then 5 minutes later, I got a call from the Uber that he jumped out of the Uber. He ended up going into my neighbor's house and crashed on the couch. He was unconscious and they called the cops. He blew a .29. I don't know about you guys. Anytime someone tells me what they blew alcohol-wise... I nod my head and just assume it's a lot.
That's a lot. That sounds like a lot.
I don't know. There's this group of people that knows what an alcohol... Do you know?
I've never been breathalyzed. And I don't know. I know what the legal limit is for driving. I don't know when I'm at it or anything.
What's the legal limit?
0.08, right?
So 0.08...
So 0.29 sounds like a lot.
So if 0.08 is the legal limit, that's all I need to know.
Doesn't that mean like 0.2% of his blood was alcohol?
I have no idea, Shelby.
Like kilometers.
I treat alcohol breathalyzer numbers the same way I do areas in Brooklyn. where it's like they say an area and I just go, oh, totally. Yeah, totally.
I heard it's nice.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah, really gentrified. Like I just say buzzwords to get through the conversation.
Yeah,
to not
yeah, really drunk. You're probably blacked out.
Yeah. Don't we all have Google Maps and we don't have to fucking worry about these areas anymore?
Oh, 2-9. Yeah, I was that last night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 0.29. What a pussy. Or, oh, my God, he almost died. I don't know what the fucking
Well, college, we always used to think we should get a breathalyzer and see who can blow like the highest number. Like, that is a fucking
That's a horrible idea. He blew at 0.29 and ended up going to the hospital. He woke up in the hospital and has no recollection of it. He obviously feels awful and he's lucky to be alive. The way he's been apologizing is very mature. And I talked to his friends and they said that he's done stupid things before, but he's never done anything close to this. They thought I was exaggerating when I called them at first. And then she asks, is he a good guy? Is he a good guy with a bad night? And then I wrote back and she wrote, because I was just like curious. I was like, well, do you think he's a good guy with a bad night or a bad guy? You know, what is,
I think good guys, you know, when you're drunk, that's not necessarily who you are, right?
She writes, oh my God, you actually responded.
Can I be on your podcast? Why'd you even write me?
Yeah.
I'd be a guest anytime you want.
He wants to take me out to dinner because he, quote unquote, owes me. But my friends met him for the first time that night and they say that he already showed his true colors and to never talk to him again. This seems very hard on the guy.
To make that first judgment call on that one night is tough on that guy.
Yeah.
But also, like, if that's the first time you're meeting this girl, don't show up blackout drunk.
Or meeting her friends.
Yeah.
She said that he's, in the beginning, she says, she's been a kid I've been talking to. So I'm assuming that's, they're speaking romantically. And
right.
She says, I liked him so much because he's the sweetest, nicest man I've ever talked to. If this is his introduction, that to me is someone that you guys like each other,
right,
but haven't met the friends and haven't hooked up. So
right,
that's a nerve-wracking first night.
Interesting that she says kid and then immediately man.
Oh, Shelby.
Well, sweet kid is like a common, you know, sweet kid.
There's this kid I've been talking to. And I like this because he's the sweetest, nicest man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's less Boston. Look at this kid. Than it is this kid
right
I've been talking to. I don't know. Have you ever had a drunk night like this where you've embarrassed yourself and you're like, I'm better off today?
Yeah, of course. And I always feel super guilty. I've never shaken a girl's hand too hard. That's never been like
that you know of.
That I know of. I've never jumped out of an Uber. Do we have more details on
that? She gave me a few more, basically describing his size, which is bigger, and that he got in like a little bit of an altercation before they didn't let him in the house. And then
like it was a much bigger disaster than just the handshake.
Yeah, but to me, this is like you're drunk in college.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying this is kind of like, I think this relates a lot to the world, that what's going on. And like this, you know, I don't know if this is a generational thing where it's like we live in kind of the Twitter version of the world,
right,
where it's like you either are the devil or you're God on earth.
There's no nuance. It's whatever the last thing you did, that's what you did.
That's who you are.
That's what you are now.
And it's like, they say the human brain doesn't even become like your brain. Isn't like, I read this thing. I mean, I'm just reading a headline at this point. I'm doing the Twitter thing that everyone else does. The human brain isn't even fully formed until you're 25 years old or something
right
like that.
And drinking a lot doesn't help it fully form earlier.
Not at all. So you're 21 year old. Are you going to be held to the standard of your 21-year-old self? You should never talk to him?
If he's going to try and be a politician, then yeah.
Then
he should be held
him
to that standard.
He shook my hand really
hard.
Yeah,
he can't be a Supreme Court justice.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't. Here's the thing. But it goes both ways. Like when she's like, is he a good guy with a bad night or is he a bad guy? And it's like both of those aren't true.
Yeah. What if it's somewhere in the middle? What if he is that good guy and he just has a drinking problem or he had a one?
Fair.
Yeah.
And no one can tell you, especially your friends or I, both of them, they can't say he showed his cards. It's over for him. Canceled.
Right.
And I can't say he's a good guy with a bad night. All I can say is, with these situations, I've done shit like this before.
Of course.
I can't put myself above this guy.
Not at all.
I used to take out one ball and tell people, look, I got a mosquito bite, and then show my ball.
And that was a first date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like, and that was like my thing.
I think also, like, if he was meeting the friends, that's a lot of pressure on him. he could have maybe been trying to, like, you know, he was anxious, trying to remove himself from the situation by just getting blackout drunk.
I empathize with him. I understand why the friends are like, yeah, the guy sucks.
Yeah.
Listen, they're both right. He's made a mistake. And also, he's coming to you going, hey, she said he maturely apologized.
It's a very good apology, it sounds like.
And then he wants to take her out for an I owe you dinner.
Right.
To me, don't go to label someone.
I think she needs to make up this decision on her own. She can't rely on her friends are obviously going to be like, this guy sucks. That's the only impression they have of him.
Yeah, but also being good is to someone, and you're not good to everyone.
Right.
Being good to someone is earning that title. So give him the chance to earn it back.
He wants to take you out to a nice dinner.
Go
give
to
him
the dinner.
Shot. If he shows up blackout drunk with a nut out, then okay, maybe your friends were right.
Then maybe, or if he drinks 17 vodka sodas at that dinner, gets blackout drunk, and then shakes the maitre d's
then
hand too hard.
It wasn't just two bad nights.
No, he needs to see someone for his alcohol issue.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the thing we want to say. We want it simplified. And this is just not how the world works.
We want immediate responses. We want easy answers.
And that's not what it is.
Humans are not. We're complex.
He had a tough, brutal night. And I'll tell you this. I can be positive. The worst morning ever.
Oh, he sat there thinking his life was over the next morning. I got to go to a new college.
Yeah. Everyone hates me.
The cops
me.
Are going to be knocking on my door in a few minutes for shaking someone's hand too hard.
But that's also not to say that, like I'm not telling her, go out with the guy and be like, okay, let's hook up.
Right.
Jared said you're a good guy. I don't know.
He could be a good guy. He could still be a good guy.
Yeah,
is
you
the
could
point.
Be all. Listen, this was your mom. This was your dad. They both did shit.
They have blacked out before.
Like this.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So remember that anytime you look at someone and go, like, for your friends to say, never speak to this person again who you've built up somewhat of a rapport with. They're being immature.
You called him, what, the sweetest guy you've ever met?
And maybe you were wrong about that.
Right.
Maybe he was just a sweet guy to you.
Right.
That could be true, too. Maybe he's just a sweet guy who also sometimes drinks too much and will learn from the mistake.
Yes.
He's not ready to make...
21? 21?
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Give him a chance.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsored, people. Who I love this sponsor... Care of, takecareof.com. It is a deal today, okay? They're giving a deal. I love Care of, okay? This year, make your health a top priority with Care of's monthly vitamin subscription service. Here's what I like about Care of, okay? You get to tell them what you like, what you're looking for out of your health, what you're deficient in, what you need help with, and they're going to put a package of vitamins together that's made especially for you. They're going to get you all the stuff that you think could help your life. If you're like, oh, I want to, I want more iron. I want more of this. I want more of that. I want to be energized, and I want to lose some weight. And they put together this vitamin package that's built for you and a combination that can go with your body and the things you're looking for.
It's kind of like the breathalyzer. I don't know what I need.
No.
Do I need vitamin D, vitamin C?
How do you know what vitamins you're lacking?
You don't even know. You don't even know what will make you better off for the things you want.
Mm-hmm.
And they make personalized recommendations and pre-sorted packs just for you, delivered right to your door. Whether you're focused on glowing skin, boosting your energy, getting more sleep, or generally being more healthy, Care of has you covered. Did you know 90% of people aren't getting the vitamins they need? When it comes to nutrition, everybody needs a little bit different. But with Care of, it's easy. Just go to takecareof.com. Take a simple 5-minute quiz about your lifestyle, diet, and health goals. It's super easy and kind of fun. Then they're going to send you a 30-day supply of daily packs with the minerals, vitamins, and herbs and botanicals you need. That way, if you're like me and don't understand what you're supposed to be taking, and you don't have to figure it out. The packs are great. They make it easy to remember. They come individualized. You can throw, if you're going away for a week, throw a bunch in your bag. You're good to go. I've done that. They also have quick stick powders for an extra EC boost when you need it. All the recommendations are backed by Care of Scientific Advisory Board. And you can read all the studies on their website. So listen, I'll say this. In addition to all this stuff that I'm talking about before with getting a vitamin pack that's made specifically to you and your tastes and your needs, I just think personally taking a vitamin every morning or a pack of vitamins already puts your mind on the track towards a healthy day.
Right.
You know how many times you wake up hungover and you're like, fuck it.
Chinese food.
Yeah, right away for breakfast. Yeah.
This, sesame chicken.
And then you're like, and then you have the Chinese food for breakfast, and then you're like, and then it's at night, you're like, well, I already had the Chinese food. I might as well bake an egg and cheese. We'll do a reverse day.
Right, right.
I'm doing breakfast
for
dinner.
Ice cream in between.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're like, the day's done. It's a wash. What these vitamins do is the act, just the simple act of putting them in your mouth in the morning is like, I'm having a day.
Right. I'm doing
I'm
a healthy,
healthy
day.
So take care of yourself. Get honest guidance that's personalized to you. Take advantage of this month's special New Year offer, okay? Here's the free money, and here's where Care of is getting crazy. 50% off your first month. Yes, you heard me. That's not 15. I said 50, half. 50% off your first month. Go to takecareof.com. Enter promo code JTRAIN50. That's takecareof.com. Promo code JTRAIN50. 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 That's right. To get 50% off your first month of personalized vitamins, go to takecareof.com. Promo code JTRAIN50 and take care of yourself. Love that. Love that. It's a health day here. Here with Alex Aronson at Aronson_Alex on Instagram. Go follow, go support. Super funny. Do you have a girlfriend, a boyfriend? Are you seeing anybody?
I'm a single guy, no girlfriend.
What are you using? What are your methods?
I guess the app I have most success on is Hinge. That's the app that I'm using the most. I like being able to, you know, leave a comment on a specific thing she says. You know,
it's a personality play.
Yeah.
In addition to, you know, here's what I look like, here's who I am, but also I get to play with the words under your. I'm with you.
It's an easy opener. If you got something funny to say about her bio, it's an easy.
As a female, I've been trying to take more cavalier approach to dating like you've often suggested to women listeners. But the struggle is real. In the past 6 months of dating, the same formula seems to repeat itself. Good conversation through text, good first date, good second date, and then I never hear from them again. In my eyes, the second date goes well, but there must be something I'm missing. Is there an expectation that needs to be met to move past date two? Most recently, I had a great Monday night date with a new dude. He texted me through the week, and we went on again on Saturday night. Both dates were spent talking for hours, getting to know each other and fooling around. He got a hand job, and so did I. Love it. I heard from him the last time Sunday afternoon, for the last time Sunday afternoon following Saturday night's date. I know you always say coming brings clarity, but we hung out for a while after, and we agreed we both had fun, and we would see each other again soon. Since then, I reached out Monday night, never heard back. He's 2 months single from a 4-year relationship, so probably not looking for anything serious, but I'm a firm believer that no one knows what they're looking for. You just need to meet people and see what happens. Do you think I should let this one go, or is it worth sending where you been texts after a week or so? Thanks for the words of wisdom, Sultan of Swipes. What do we think?
I mean, she might not like the response of where you've been, but it would be, I think people need to give more honest answers. You know, this whole ghosting thing is...
Honest answers are... Ask questions to get honest answers.
Right. So she can. She might not like the answer, but I also think it's not fair to sit there without any clarity.
I'm with you. I don't think you're going to get... Do you think she can get an honest response to where you've been?
Well, if she says where you've been, doesn't get a response. There's your honest response.
Okay.
Right. At least you can stop wondering.
One more shot.
Yeah. At least you can stop wondering.
But here's the... Let's say he does respond.
Yeah.
Let's say the response is, hey, I'm around, been totally busy. What does that mean?
That's tough. I mean, I think that's almost the same thing as not getting a response.
I'm with you. I agree with you. I think she brings up a very specific problem that, and it sucks because I hear what she's saying.
Yeah.
I also hear what the guy's doing. Here's what happened. You had a Monday date, texted through the week, and then got that Saturday night date.
Right.
Ended in hand job.
The first date. This was the first date hand job. Or second date.
Second date hand job, which I'm okay. Listen, there's no, I think that scenario, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think, though, what happens is this guy was like, the minute you have the second date where it goes hours of talking, no sex, you're now in a position of like, all right, we're moving towards, this is a real thing.
Right.
Like, well, you go on that second date, you don't get sex. You're not sitting there going, oh, man, we're just being casual.
Right.
Lots
no, you're
fun.
Thinking this is going to take some effort.
This is going
to be some effort on my part to get the sex.
get the sex, and also, if I do have the sex, I'm three dates in.
Right.
None of this was casual. And right. I'm not saying she should be different than she was. I'm just telling her the why. Like, why he would he go away? I think when you have that Monday, then the Saturday next one, he thought Saturday was going to be a wild night.
Right. Not a handjob night.
Not a talk for hours handjob night. No. And I think as far as, like, she's looking to be serious. And guys can smell when you're looking to be serious.
Yeah.
More. And I hear what she's saying. And then this is the line a lot of girls say. I'm a firm believer that no one knows what they're looking for. You just meet people and see what happens. Yeah. You meet people for three dates and see what happens.
Yeah, you got a hand job. I saw what happens.
Yeah. And if we have sex on the third date, now I see what happens and we're fucking together.
Right. Now it's dinners, now movies.
Now the train has left the station.
Right.
Now we're going, you know, we're going.
Texting every day now.
Where have you been? And now I have to be responsible a little bit for your feelings. I'm not saying that's fair.
Right.
But that's what's going on.
But I think that's what keeps him from
That's what's keeping
her up.
Him. Because yeah. But I don't know what the other answer is. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the answer is for her to get, you know, if you're just looking for date. I think also is like, stop looking for just getting date three.
Yeah.
Where are your standards? Did you like him? Did you really like him?
Right.
Or was he just a good guy?
Or was he just hand job worthy? Is that what he was?
Well, I hear what you're saying, but like, you know, she's saying, listen, I was there. I was sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I touched a penis. We're on the road to being crazy.
We've left the first stop.
Yeah, we weren't. She's saying, and I agree with her. She's saying, I wasn't a prude. I went on the first day. I had fun.
Yeah, and I also like, I don't know, if you're a guy, I feel like if you got the hand job on the second date, you're probably thinking like, okay, it's not that many more dates maybe.
Well, but the problem is you have sex on that next date.
Right.
You have to have a breakup. Or you're the ghoster.
Right.
So his idea is going, you know what? I had fun. I don't want a ghost. I don't want to break up. I'm going to end it now.
By ghosting.
By ghosting, but it's a lesser form of ghosting.
Right.
Like, to me, ghosting is you fucked and goodbye.
Yeah. Also, I don't think that girl should take a lot of stock in the fact that a guy goes on a second date or asks for a second date. I don't know about you, but I find that after the first date, even if it just went okay,
yeah,
I'm like, fuck it, I'll go on a second date.
Because you're like, what could happen?
Right, right. Maybe I already know it's not a disaster. Maybe there's a hand job waiting for me at the end of the second date.
The thing is, I also don't think she's doing anything wrong.
No.
Like, to say to her, well, you should have... To me, like, I think this guy was going to go away no matter what. You know, that's kind of what I keep coming to.
Yeah.
It's like, he backed out now. I'm thinking you got lucky. You had a good time with someone. But let's review. Did you like him?
Right.
Or did you like the idea of
him? Did you like that you had a date? You had two dates.
Yeah. And that someone said yes.
Yes.
And that's the problem with these apps is that you get addicted to yeses.
Yep.
And he might be addicted to yeses. Also, 2 months out of 4-year relationship, he's looking at you going, I don't want to break up with someone again 2 months
right.
later.
Yeah. Or you don't know the situation, but yeah, you don't want to be involved in another breakup.
Another one? I gotta worry about someone else's feelings when I already hurt someone else 4 years.
I just wanted a hand job. Now I gotta have a serious conversation.
If I'm this girl, I don't know I want to believe I know the answer to this question, but it's very, do you think I should?
I think
she should let this one go.
Yeah, I think the 4 years out relationship is a big red flag. Not going to be reliable.
It's just not going to be the 2 months after the 4-year relationship where he goes away after a hand job when you've been texting all week. The answer's there. If you send where you've been, I just don't think you're going to get, he's going to, I think what he'll respond to where you've been, he'll go, oh, he'll be nice.
Yeah, I don't think where you've been is a good question.
I like the question when the scenario is like there's a winnability to this. I think what he'll do, a lot of times what guys will do, guys are like Depression era children. We don't refuse leftovers.
Exactly.
So
whatever scraps you got.
You hold on to
it. We need it. Yeah.
We need it. So we're going to sit there and go, I've been busy. We should hang this weekend and then cancel. We should hang the next weekend.
See, that's shitty. That's shitty.
But that's how it goes.
Yeah, I know. I try not to do that.
I mean, we all try.
Right.
But I've been that guy.
She's not going to like whatever response that
she's not
going to
like. Here are the two options from where you've been. ghost, fine. That's actually the lucky response.
Right.
Or keep you on the hook, Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, she's just putting herself on the hook if she reaches out.
Right, I think you leave it. I think also trust that you did nothing wrong. If I was going to change one thing, I don't follow up weekday dates with weekend dates that week.
Yeah, that's a little soon.
I got
that's
shit
quick.
To do.
That's quick.
That's him trying to go. That's him trying to. It's like when you do the double jump on the diving board.
You're just trying to speed up the process.
Trying to get a bigger jump.
Yeah.
So don't fall for the double.
Space them out.
Yeah.
Space them out.
I think like saying, hey, I got stuff going on this weekend, but I'm free next Thursday.
If he gives like a real date that you're free, then yeah. Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Alex Aronson at Aronson_Alex. We are sponsored again. It's Health Day here. I love this sponsor, Noom. I love this sponsor, Noom, because I'm using it, baby. I'm using Noom. And what it is, it's an app that keeps you on the ball. When you're trying to do your New Year's resolutions, going on keto is bullshit. You remember when
it's
keto?
Aggressive.
Oh, boy. I'm with you.
Are you with me?
Oh, yeah.
Shelby, are you joining me on this ship out to sea? We're going in the choppy waters. Aronson just left me. He just said, oh, shit.
Have you ever heard of the Australian kind of snack candy called Tim Tams?
Yes, I've heard of Tim Tams.
They're very small, like wafer chocolate things. You can eat them with coffee, like very small.
Yeah.
Not even as big, like a big as a finger, not even. I know this guy's on keto. Not
keto?
What were you just saying?
Isn't it keto?
I thought it was keto. Keto.
I mean, how can we even trust this story?
Are you talking about keto, like the diet?
Wait, a third. What do you got? It's keto. Maybe it's keto in Australia. Okay.
It's an accent thing.
The guy, not in shape, and he was like, some guy opened a pack. Oh, would you like one? He was like, I'm on keto. Like, oh, you can't have one thing. You're already, I don't think keto's taken yet.
Here's the thing. It just doesn't last. It just doesn't, the keto people, you know what that used to be called? Atkins.
Right.
Okay.
I never
hear
about
that. Your dad lost 20, gained it back. He died of a heart attack. Okay. It wasn't good then.
What happened to South Beach?
South Beach. It's always a thing. And listen, I am adept to these fad things as much as the next person. But here's what you have to do. Right now, my only goal right now, health-wise, is not eating after 8 p.m.
Yeah, small goals.
That's my only goal.
You can't jump to, like, I'm changing my entire diet.
No, this is a lifestyle change. Yeah. You need to make lifestyle habit changes.
Yeah.
You can't just go on to keto and go, well, I'm a keto guy. And then it's like,
keto for life.
Yeah. What happens when you're at the airport? What happens when you, I'm saying nothing after 8 p.m.
That's a good
Which
deal.
Is a challenge. I don't know how you're doing that.
Very big challenge.
Especially
listen,
as a comic. I mean, you're out late. I don't know how the hell you do
but
that.
But sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I'm winning more than I'm losing right now. So that's the whole thing with Noom. We've all been there. Same old New Year's resolutions. This year, try something different. Try Noom. Different results call for a different approach. Learn. Don't diet. This is all about learning. The minute you know what's better or worse for you is the minute you're a better consumer, better eater. Weight loss is in the palm of your hands, literally. On your phone, whenever and wherever you need it. We are all strapped for time. But Noom just asks you to commit 10 minutes a day. I'm doing it. 10 minutes a day. With Noom, you'll have personalized training and your own support team for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or a personal trainer. Your goal specialist is a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, and fitness trainer all in one, a community that's there for you, group discussions with fellow Noom members. This is going back to the care of, ad, the thing I said with care of. When you do the one little thing, now you're thinking about it. It just has to be on your mind. Every 30-second, easy 30-second online evaluation shows you how much weight you can lose and keep off. So Noom is really about, one of the things that's great when you first open up, it says, weigh yourself every morning. And you're like, every morning? That's awful.
Every morning?
Every morning. And they
can
say,
I guess some morning?
Exactly. Now you're dealing with,
reality.
Pop a scale every morning.
Yeah. Well, you get hit with reality in the morning, and then you know what you got to do.
So if you want to lose weight, you want to get a better eating plan, you want heart health, all that stuff, Noom is just, I love what they're doing because they're attacking it from another direction. The same old, oh, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to run 1,000 miles. No. You got to change habits, and Noom helps you do that. Noom is results designed for results. Meet your resolutions by signing up for your free trial That's a free trial at Noom, Noom.com/JTrain. That's Noom.com/JTrain. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/JTrain to start your trial today. That's a free, free, free trial. Noom.com/JTrain. Start losing weight for good. Here with Alex Aronson at Aronson_Alex on Instagram. Let's do one more email. Does that sound good? Then we got some news.
That does sound good.
One more email.
I love this email. What's up, J Train? I've been listening for about 7 to 8 months now, and I listen weekly to have to what you have to say. I'm from a big Midwest university, and I found myself in a predicament. I have recently been hanging out with this girl who has a great personality and is extremely chill. This is a hilarious.
Nothing better than an extremely chill chick. Like, she just loves to chill.
Dude, she smokes weed.
We just chill.
This is a college written email, you can tell, because the idea that no woman has ever been chill.
Well, also the idea that just chilling is like a date. Yeah. Hey, you want to just come chill?
Wow, and she like does that when like can talk.
Yeah, I don't even have to like pay for the weed. It's my friend's weed.
Honestly, I'd probably date her. Oh, would you? Which I don't say about many people, but when we were recently hanging out, I made a move on her and I found out she had a bush. I quickly pulled my hand out of her pants and kind of tried to act like nothing happened. Well, dude, this doesn't sound like nothing happened.
She knows what happened.
Yeah, this is awful. I like her, but I think this might be a deal breaker for me. I've never been with a girl who was not cleanly shaven, and I'm not sure what to do. Thank you, and lots of feathers. I mean, listen, we take emails here. I don't agree with the email and what sounds like happened, because I can't imagine putting my hand on someone's pants and then going, ah, bush.
Like, and then just act normally.
And then just be like, you
oh, I have
go,
a twitch yeah, in my hand.
Want to smoke more?
Yeah, I'm just really hot.
It's like one of those like elementary school haunted houses when it's like the eyeballs, but yeah. It's like grapes.
Oh, no. Yeah!
Oh, no.
They start yelling Haman.
Just what, shaking the rockers or yeah, making noise. Get away from me.
Listen, okay, so.
This has happened to me.
Listen. This has happened to me as well. I think this is a young man's issue.
It's a
to me,
issue.
At this age, I'm like, a bush? I'm
this
intrigued.
This is new.
This is new.
Yeah.
This is fun. This
We're
is
switching
great.
Switching it up.
Switch up. I would after, you know, we'd been together, you know, sexually for a while, I would be like, I got to say something. Like, let's talk about the bush.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It would be a fun, to me, it's sexy. Because, I mean, I have a bush policy on this podcast. I think that now that everyone shaves and everyone waxes, a bush is sexy.
Yeah, it's like you don't run into it anymore. It's like a unicorn.
But you're thinking of sex more, like at the dumb male brain in me, and I'm not saying this is right, and I'm not, you know, I don't, women, put away your fucking vagina hats for 2 seconds. All I'm saying is that in my dumb male brain, I'm like, she grew out the bush to feel more sexual.
Right. Like, do you think girls grow out the bush because the guy's going to love this? Like, I don't think that's the reason they ever do it.
No, I think it's because I feel more sexual. I think right. She's saying, yeah. I think women do things more for themselves than they do for men.
Yeah.
So I think a woman grows out a bush and goes, like, but to me, that's hot. Right. That she's like, man, I look like a fucking woman.
That's a lot of confidence to feel like I can grow this fucking bush out right now.
I mean, I've been with girls with bushes and it's hot as fuck. And you're like, this is, it's nice that they do it.
Right. But it's hot as fuck now. It wasn't hot as fuck in college.
Well, this is what I'm saying to him is like, enjoy the new. Right. Have fun with this. This is great. And think more. Anything you come across that you've never seen before, think with positivity.
This may be the only bush he ever runs into.
You're in college. Live in the land of the
Learn
bush.
Learn from the bush.
Live in the bush.
Good thing this isn't a Reddit Alive show. The boos would just be like ending now.
You think they'd be booing?
I think girls are like, what the fuck? I'll grow this shit out however I want.
Well, no. This isn't to say that I want them. They'd be booing the email or me.
The email.
Yeah, because I do think this, but we're empathizing with the guy Because this is the empire of empathy. This is what this is the J Train podcast is all about. This is the no judge zone. Okay, we will take the email. Yes, they'd be booing this email, but we understand where he's coming from. We're like, this is different.
It's a learning opportunity.
This is a learning opportunity. Exactly.
To call it a deal breaker potentially is a lot.
You're wrong, dude.
Yeah.
He's wrong. The email.
He's wrong. Yeah. To call it a deal breaker is a little bit insane.
You're right. Yeah. You're right, because you have to, there's going to be a day where you're going to be sitting with your wife of 5 years. 100%. And your wife of 5 years is going to be like, I would never grow a bush. And you're going to go, I just wish you would do the bush one fucking time so I can see what it looks like.
So I can correct my mistake.
Yes, because I never had a bush. I never tried a bush. And you say she's cool and fun,
She's chill. How can you let go a chill girl with a bush?
Yeah. And then, because to me, that sexual talk brings more sexualness. So to me, if you guys get together, you start dating, you start hooking up, and you go, I got to ask you, I've never been with someone with a bush before.
Right.
And I love it.
Great
conversation starter. And then she goes, well, I've never put a finger in the butt. Now you get a finger in the butt.
Oh, my God. And now it's just like a whole sexual journey started because of the bush.
Well, I've never licked a butt, or I've never stuck a penis in an ear. Now you got a penis in her ear.
I did the whole checklist because one girl had a bush.
What happened when you were with a bush?
I kind of reacted the way this guy did.
You did?
I was like 21, probably younger, in a frat house.
Yeah.
The girl was also a virgin, which I've knew before.
Okay.
And then once I put my hand in there, I was like, okay, yeah, she's definitely a virgin, you know?
Serious moment.
And you know, I gotta say, I kind of reacted like this kid, and I regret it. I do, because now I've never had a bush.
One time, I hooked up with a girl with a bush, and I've been with plenty of bushies. Okay, one time I was with a girl who like grew it out. You know, heard my liking of it, and went the distance with it. I was like, this is fucking fun.
Have you guys seen that Demi Moore picture from the 80s?
Dude, it looks like Botticelli. What is the picture?
You haven't?
No.
You're going to lose your mind.
I'm going to get hard right in front of you guys. We'll get to know each other a little bit better. I don't know. I just think, like, live in the land of yes.
I'm telling you, I regret it. The way we were just talking about, you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it before you get married.
You'll do a fun thing where you put your chin on it when you go down on her, and it'll be like you have a beard. That's fun.
Yeah, you take a picture.
Yeah.
Put it on Instagram.
We don't want to do that. We're not promoting that.
No, that was a joke.
Because we've gotten emails about guys who get a little frisky with the picture.
And they get a little adventurous.
It's crazy. We've had emails from that night.
You don't want that in your DMs.
We don't want that. So let me see. What do we got? This is the picture of
Demi Moore.
Yeah,
of course.
I'm aware of the ageless wonder.
Let me scroll down, and you're going to hear their audible reaction.
Okay, this is Shelby scrolling down. Oh, my God.
Jared's got a boner.
It's hot.
That was quick, dude. That was quick.
Holy shit, that's a lot of bush.
Give that a Goog if you're at home.
What do they Google at home for the Demi Moore bush?
Put in Demi Moore bush and just start clicking on the link.
And then images.
That's not doctored. That's not like a fake picture.
That is not doctored.
Look how confident
I hope it's not doctored.
Instagram post for this episode, much like Shelby's tea.
Shelby didn't go incognito for that one.
No, that was... What was this a spread for? What was this for?
I've been past searches and haven't found that much, but because
that looks a little bit. If I don't have a like, I need to know the magazine that was like, "Here's our plan." But to me, more like you, that doesn't ruin it for anybody here, does it,
no,
Shelby?
Not at all.
You still fight? You still going?
Not of course.
Well, then it's Demi Moore.
Even if it was fucking Dave Moore.
Well, Dave Moore, I might take issue with.
Yeah.
He better shave.
Might be hiding something.
Yeah, he better shave.
It was for Penthouse Spain in 1981.
Ooh, it was European.
It's before she was a known Moore.
So
it's a European thing.
If it's good enough for Ashton, it's good enough for me.
Wise words.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Alex Aronson, thank you for coming on. You're great.
Thank you so much, man.
@Aronson_Alex. We're going to do a one news story, then we're out. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. So we mentioned Michigan and some hard college partying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You guys like West Virginia University.
The Wild West, that's one of the hardest partying schools there are in the country. Grain alcohol, there seems like a godless place. What's going on there?
There was a very famous party school called street there called Spruce Street. That's okay. Where a lot of the partying goes down. There's a big party this weekend.
Wait a minute. We've done stories about West Virginia in the past. Do they have a hill there or
they
something?
They do.
Okay. Yeah. I remember, I think we had Andy Hendricks was a West Virginia grad, and he told us about that hill.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Something went down there. It was a bit snowy, but people were still just packing the streets, the yards. The cops came by, had an interesting idea to disperse these people. Paintball guns.
So the cops brought out paintball guns.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like one of those things the cops do because they're like, well, this will be fun.
I feel like for a bunch of drunk kids at West Virginia, like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah,
we're
now
playing
they're
paintball
we're
now?
Playing paintball.
Yeah,
yeah, there's like no consequences other than
let's
like,
roll
put on
down
your
this
helmets.
Fucking hill. Yeah.
So they start, what, do they set up a brigade and start shooting at them?
They're like hiding behind their own, and it's not as crazy as you'd even think. I have the video along with some audio here.
Let's hear it. So these cops have all gone into formation,
mm-hmm.
and they have the paintball guns. When is this going to stop?
Fuck you!
It's, yeah, they're cursing at the cops.
Okay.
These cops are just having fun.
This is an abuse of power.
Yeah, they just wanted to party today. That's
they could have just went up to them and arrested them.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
They're not even moving.
They're literally set up on this street.
What? No fucking way.
See, this is like the best party ever.
Yeah, it is a crazy... I mean, this is a scene. As far as drinking is concerned, this looks like the best drinking day of the year. It's a snow-covered street. All the kids are outside. They're having a blast. They took a snow day. But the interesting part is that these cops, I mean, they're not even walking towards them to arrest them. They have no reason to be shooting them with paint
Look
guns.
Out, we got paint in these guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing what we're supposed to do here.
Yeah, this doesn't seem right to me. And it does feel like, because they're literally, the cops are in a line, just shooting up the street as if there's a target practice.
To me, this is like when the cops put on their siren, like they got somewhere to be.
And
like
they're just
abusing
red
their
lights.
Power. We're like, oh, yeah, we don't want to arrest these kids. We just want to shoot them with
Look,
paintball guns.
There's, well, at least we're not having real guns. You should be applauding us.
Yeah,
what is this going to stop?
It doesn't.
Did the police department have any response?
I don't believe so. Not yet.
The response was, yeah, we lost our regular guns. So.
Yeah, so we're just using. I mean, this is one of those things where in West Virginia, it's fun and games. And then if you go to like, you know, if the racial aspect of it changed.
It would be a totally
People would be
story.
Like, what the fuck
totally
is going
story.
On?
Yeah.
Not to say this isn't still an abuse of power, because they're literally just standing on one side of the street with the guns up like it's fucking
this
Nerf.
This is a fun abuse of power, though.
Yeah, because it's on white people.
Exactly.
It's kind of, it's weird. It's, I mean.
I've never been hit by a paintball. Have you ever been hit by a paintball?
Oh, yeah. I've done paintball birthday parties growing up.
Right, so this was like a birthday party,
that, it kind of looked like that. It looks like how I would treat being at my nephew's, like a nephew's paintball party.
Here we go, kids.
I'm going to fucking shoot little kids.
Everyone hide.
Stay safe out there, any West Virginia listeners.
Stay safe.
Jeez, wear a mask.
Thank you, Shelby, for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Alex Aronson, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much, dude. This was great.
At Aronson underscore Alex on Instagram. Go follow, go support. Super funny. I'm Jared Freed. We're here
Podcast
every...
successfully recorded.
We did it. Every Tuesday and Friday, we're here with your emails, your questions, your stories. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Miami, we need you out there. JaredFreed.com. Got a show on February 15th. Coming out. Bring a crew. We're going to have a great time. Boston, I'm coming to you. Laugh Boston. Those are selling out. So they're going to add an early show Saturday, but if you don't want to be at the 3 o'clock matinee on Saturday, come and get your tickets now. Go to jaredfreed.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.